is listed in the high priority projects for the first time in multimodal at $4.1 million. So that's another hurdle to get it onto the MoDOT list, because it won't go anywhere if it isn't on that list. So it is on that list. I've got this down under old business, but I'll give you another. Tier two high priority, the expressway made it to the list for $26 million. So it's on the list. The only other thing in the region that made it to the list was the Silver Dollar City Highway 76 Indian Point Road intersection. It's made it on to Tier 1 for $2 million. So anyway, that's those projects. But the transload facility is on the high priority list for MoDOT.
Eric Kurtick has been down here. He came down to the meetings, mm-hmm. and so they're quite familiar with it. Right? Somewhere along the line, we ought to be thinking about maybe generating a letter to him, an appeal to him early on, once we see what the first hurdles are. So
I think maybe once we get some timing on the expressway to the steps where it's reasonable, once we can see that, I think it's time for another visit with rail, everybody, kind of a little summit again. But without information, they're going to say, okay, well, when is this and all that? There's some key pieces of information. If we get them down here, we need to have that rather than say, well, we're still figuring that out. So I think that's the next, is some timing to get it past the railroad, or at least having access down to the railroad that way.
Once they see the roundabout being built there, it's just a half a mile long down the road to that facility. It's time to, it's past due to plan it. So.
Well, and I've got some updates on all of that. I'm not sure where that fits into all this.
Put it wherever you like.
Well, it was my goal to have all of Hollister's piece of the Kenyon County Expressway completed within the next 18 months. But we're going to be about 150 feet short because there's a big ravine that we have planned it to go across. And the material to fill that drainage way comes from the interior of the project. Well, as they expand material and work on the piece of the expressway that we're working on now, there's more material than they planned on. And so I'm believing that we're going to have excess material on site that can be hauled by Ukes, off-road trucks, 40-ton trucks, that loads to go to work on that. Now, the water park has a 15-story tower, and it is like 5 feet into the air pathway. So they have to lower that tower just a little bit. So they're going to lower the footprint of the site. That's going to generate as much as 250,000 cubic yards of excess material. Again, they're looking for a place to waste that material, and it would be a lot easier to just take it cross-country and fill Kohler Creek's draw. Now, that'll be on the county side of the draw, because we're going to get the city side, the city limits line is right along there. But there's a high probability that we could get, in quite a bit in advance of what I believe we could get to Maple Street. And so we'll see. But this is coming in to become reality.
And that's connecting into the industrial park, right? Or not?
No. It won't do that, but it will get us to Maple Street, which for a variety of reasons is a really good situation and posture us to get a lot farther than what we thought we were going to. But what it is going to do is take a couple of big box culverts at a little different timing than what we had planned. So.
And that'll be on your guys' culvert, that'd be in the county.
Well, it Could be. I'm not ruling us out as being in the collateral damage zone of that a little bit, but at any rate, we're going to contract Travis to put sewer and water there. So we're going to have a pretty substantial outlay, $100,000 plus of city funds that we really need to do now. I really hadn't planned on it quite now because I thought this was out there a little ways, but we don't want to put this big fill across and then later have to bore through there to put water and sewer lines to be able to provide central services to the new road. And other property around the water park is selling. It's just changing hands. And we don't even know it's happening. In some cases, it's still county property, so it's outside the city, but we're going to run central services right up to the property line, to the city limits line, so that if they want to develop, they can. Because if we don't think like this, and it's the same way with the transload station, if we don't think like that, but that could easily get to Maple Street, and then from Maple Street, it's really the biggest challenge next there is a large bridge. But the road to the transload station does not go over the bridge, I don't think. I think it can come down on the west side, go down in the valley, off of the main road, but it'd have to be designed in. And I think right now you're working with Great River on preliminary design. So it would have to be designed in, but it is possible that the road to the transload facility, the $180,000 or whatever is planned in here for the road, could happen before the bridge, before the rest of the highway. Now, that would get us from the transload facility to Highway 65. It would not solve the problem of going to Highway 76. We really need the expressway to fully understand that, but to actually get, instead of just having do it in a series where we wait till the expressway gets across there, then we put in the road to the transload station, we can do these in parallel.
That Reynolds Park out there could use it right away. They can just come right up across there.
So at any rate, there's a series of things happening that are promoting this stuff.
Which side of the tracks was the transload going to be on?
It will be on the west side of the tracks. But we have to, I don't want to try and take that land down too early. I don't even want to let it out there because then the land costs will start growing legs and getting big. And so we need to make sure that we get this filled and we get that kind of stuff. And when we get that, then probably we need to look out just a little ways on the rest of this. But a lot's going on, and some of this stuff, 6 weeks ago, I didn't know there was going to be excess material. And so we were still out of ways and things. But now this is coming. So contractors say, what are we going to do with this? Oh, let me help you with that. I can figure that out. And then I haven't even got the final elevations and site plan for the water park yet, but rumor has it that it's going to have excess material, which it was a zero balance project. But with the lowering of the footprint just a little bit, we're going to go down in the rock. Well, what are we going to do with that? Oh, we can answer that too. And it's good for the project, so they don't have to transport hundreds of thousands of yards of excess material someplace, and we don't have to go back over the city streets and the motor routes with all that heavy truck traffic. It can just cross country right over and be good for everybody. So let's hope that that can work that way, but it's starting to come into the picture.
Is it possible on the county side that you'd be able to coordinate that?
Well,
I mean, what you're talking, utilizing that fill and that big draw, even part of that draw in the county?
It is.
So you're talking a box, a couple of big boxes probably.
Well, and we're going to have to actually secure right-of-way on the county side through the...
Well, that's right-of-way, yeah.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
But I don't think that's a surprise to any property owner. I think the property owners are pretty amenable.
Waiting on that and environmental. But either way, we will find somewhere to stockpile it because we know it would be used.
Yep.
And the one property owner, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, would probably allow that.
Yep.
Temporarily.
Yep. So anyway, there's...
Keep me up to date on that and I'll do what I can.
I'm believing today Alan Poindexter will sign the replat. It's done with the right-of-way, the 100-foot of right-of-way for the expressway all the way to the city, all the way to his lot line. And it is the alignment that his engineer, or that the water park engineers have negotiated with Great River that lines up with their alignment.
Yes.
So that is all done. And it would have been done by the time I got here. I was hoping I could report it was done. But they numbered the lots wrong on the plat. So they had and a wrong signature block. So we've got that. They said it went to him yesterday and he was going to sign it today. And he emailed me yesterday about a side agreement with the city to provide the central services to those lots. And I provided that to him last Friday and he emailed me yesterday and said it looks good. So he'll sign that too. And then it's done. Actually, the plat makes it done, but he doesn't want to sign that until he's sure we're going to do our part, which we are. So, and we, on that water and that, we have ARPA money that we were going to redirect to a different project, but this one may become more important to get that piece of the expressway through there. That's where we're going.
Exciting news.
Great progress.
All right. Early business. We'll, item three on the agenda, Taney County updates.
The Round Mountain Bridge, we did the ribbon cutting October 18th at 1 o'clock. That went very well. People are happy. The box culverts are now done for Goodnight Hollow. I'm going to get started on it next week when I get more people back from vacation. That's going to be 20 different boxes side by side. They're going to be 4 by 10, 21,000 pound apiece. Have to be set by crane. I got to meet the crane man tomorrow to get that lined up. We've got the right-of-way, obviously, on it. Old cheese plant bridge, we got the beams put in place, and the forms on the end, we're going to be putting pan decking on. And it's a new design on pan decking. We've got to do a lot of welding. Typically, you lay them in place, put your rebar on, and go on. But, so that's going to put us about a month out getting all that done. Got through our 75-mile chip list, and now we're starting on preparing for another 75.
Nice.
I'll tell you, 165, that material that they put on there, it's doing good. Mm-hmm. It's dialing right in. It kind of gets better with age.
Yeah. So. I'm looking forward to doing more of it.
Well, at least the first 4 or 5 months of it, it's wearing really well.
Yep. It'll be a lot longer lasting product and save money on overlay.
What kind of surface did you?
Pressure paved.
Pressure paved.
Yeah.
Devin, annually, we've kind of done a bridge over